Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to start a new message talking about making a comeback. And turn with me to Gospel of Mark, chapter 14. Maybe you feel you left the Father down and you think he's given up on you, or you were in a ministry and now you're out of the ministry. You can make a comeback. In Mark chapter 14, verse 66, and as Peter was beneath in the palace, this is after they had arrested Yeshua, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest, and when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, You were with Yeshua. And he denied it. I don't know him. Verse 69, another maid saw him. 70, he denied it. Verse 71, but he began to curse and to swear. Say, I don't know this man. And the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the word that Yeshua had said, before the cock crows three times, thou shalt deny me three times. When he thought upon, he wept. But look at Mark 16, verse 7. Mark 16, verse 7, an angel said to the people at the tomb, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James, but go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that it go before you into Galilee. Then shall ye see him again, as he said unto you. See, he included Peter. See, the Father never gives up on you. Don't give up on him. He can start everything brand new. Hallelujah. Go with me to the book of Acts, chapter 2. In verse 14, on the day of Pentecost, Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, You men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it's but the third hour of the day, or 9 a.m. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, that shall come to pass in the last days, that I pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. On my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out on those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Here's Peter standing up with all boldness and quoting what the Father said through Joel. And he preached so tremendously in verse 37. And when they had heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? That Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, you, every one of you, in the name of Yeshua for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Spirit. But it promises unto you and your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Father shall call. Look at the power. In verse 41, And they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Look at a comeback he made. Look in chapter 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour or 3 p.m. That's when Yeshua gave up his life. And they probably had a special prayer meeting at that time. And I want to talk more about the hours of the day later on from my books. There was a certain man, laying from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. They saw Peter and John, verse 6. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I not, such as I have give I thee. In the name of Yeshua, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising the Father. Then he had to speak again to the people. Verse 16, And his name, Yeshua, through faith in his name, had made this man strong. See, it's just not using his name. You got to have faith in his name. And his name, through faith in his name, had made this man strong, whom you see and know. The faith which is by him had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Look how the Father used him to bring perfect soundness to this man that was lame. See, the Father never gave up on Peter, and Peter learned not to give up on the Father. It's just so powerful. The authorities caught them and brought them before him in verse 18 of chapter 4. And he called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Yeshua. You can preach in any other name, but don't use Yeshua. And incidentally, I use Yeshua because that was Jesus' Hebrew name when he was on the earth. Yahshua. Verse 19, But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of the Father to hearken unto you more than unto him, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Look at the boldness. Look at the comeback that the Father was able to achieve in Peter's life. Hallelujah. He never gave up on him. In verse 29, Peter and them prayed and said, Yeshua, behold their threatenings, and grant that thy servants with all boldness that we may speak the word. by stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done in the name of the Holy Child, Yeshua. The words Holy Child is not part of the translation. See, the devil wants you to think Yeshua is a little baby. No, he's the same one that John saw on a Patmos, and he went back in the spirit when he saw him. So I'm going to read that again. Verse 30, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done in the name of Yeshua. Peter and the others took the threats and said, hey, we want more signs and wonders to be done in your name. We're not going to stop teaching and preaching your name. And the place was shaken, and they were all filled with the Spirit. And he spoke his word with boldness. In chapter 5, we know Ananias and Sapphira had lied to the Father, and they both were struck dead. But Peter was there. Peter confronted them. In verse 11, and great fear came upon all of them, and as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. No man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to Yeshua, multitudes both of men and women. The Father was able to bring somebody into a comeback, and it was Peter. In verse 15, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. The least of the miracles that was done was that anybody who came under the shadow of Peter was healed. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and he healed every one. Because the Father initiated a comeback with Peter. And he could do the same thing with you. No matter how much you think you let him down, he can start all over again. He loves to start all over again. It's like the potter and the clay. He may just mar it and then start all over again. He can do that with you. Maybe there's problems in your marriage. He can start all over again. Just allow him to bring a comeback in your marriage, in your ministry, in your finances, in your job. He can just start all over again if you allow him to. And then the authorities came and confronted them again, verse 28 of chapter 5, saying, Did not we straightly command you they should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey the Father rather than men. The Father raised up Yeshua, whom you slew and hanged upon a tree. Man, the power that was exhibited in Peter's life. Because the Father had his way and initiated a comeback in his life. Hallelujah. It's just so important. In verse 32 of chapter 9. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down to the saints which were at Lydda. And he found a certain man named Ananias, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. Number 8 in the Bible means a new beginning. And Ananias had a new beginning. And Peter said to him, Yeshua, make it thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he rose immediately. Then he went to a place called Joppa, and it was a certain disciple named Tabitha, interpretation named Dorcas, and she had died. Verse 40, but Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in Yeshua as a result. See, the Father initiated a comeback with Peter. And wow, look how the Father got the glory. Let him start over with you. But before I pray for you, I want to mention one thing. I've been mentioning on each broadcast this week and last week about I have a message on my website called Divorce and Remarriage. That's on henrywalker.org. Click on messages, go down to Divorce and Remarriage, because it's so important that If you're divorced and people are telling you you can't get remarried, you really need to go to my article, go to the scriptures that are in it, go to the Father, and find out what he has to say about it. Don't listen to people that are not in your situation. Don't listen to people that haven't studied the Greek words in the Word, and find out for yourself. Go to him and obey him. And also, if you're in a marriage and you're thinking about divorce, go to my article, study the scriptures, go to the Father, and hear from the Father yourself. It's so important that you hear. Because the Father wants peace in your marriage, in your life. If you're not married, he wants peace in your life, period. Peace in your home. And stop listening to people who are not in the circumstances that you're in. Go to the Word and go to the Father. It's just so very important. Also, there's a message going around about Kingdom Now. I've been mentioning it so much on my broadcast, Kingdom Now doctrine, where people are preaching that we believers will set up a kingdom here on the earth before Yeshua comes back. I've been saying this a lot because it's very demonic. They're actually saying that we have dominion over the government, we have dominion over people, and that's not true. You only have dominion over Satan. It's trying to make us to be like little gods and name it and claim it. So you have to be very careful. Some people will camouflage it with some other doctrine that sounds real good. Then you have to be very careful if they're lifting up themselves. And you can't do that. You can't do it because Paul said, in him we both move and breathe and have our being. We got to humble ourselves before the Father, and he'll raise us up. It's just so important that you see, we can claim things that the Father puts in our spirit when he gives us desires of our hearts, Psalm 37, then we can claim that. But you can't go around naming and claiming and become like a humanistic, and that we got all this power. That's what caused Satan to be cast down. So be very careful. Let's go to Father in prayer right now. Father, I ask you to touch the people out there right now, Father. I ask you to heal, deliver them, set them free, do a miracle where they need it the most, in the name of Yeshua. And I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org, as I mentioned before. And also, I've written three books, one called Seasons, which talks about the feast days of Yeshua and how he fulfilled every feast day with the exception of three, which he will fulfill in the last days. And also, my book, Noon, talks about also the feast days, but also talks about the different months of the year on the Father's calendar, which is the Hebrew calendar. The things that he did in the Word on those particular months, he wants to repeat. You can go to my biblical calendar page on my website, and you can see when each month begins and ends up to year 2020 on both calendars, when each feast day begins and ends up to year 2020 on both calendars. And also in that book, I talk about the different hours of the day that the Father did certain things in the Word, and he wants to repeat them. It's just so important. And so you can, when you study the feast days, you can find, I can show you what feast day Yeshua was born, what feast day he died, what feast day he rose, what feast day he ascended. I can show you what feast day Jericho came down. Paul in Acts 27, there's a feast day that he was involved in on that boat. It's just incredible. It's around that feast day when he was delivered to Melita. So it's so important that you study his calendar and his timing and his feast days. And also my third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity, which will really comfort you so much. And you can get these books by calling me. We want to sell these books to you at our cost at $5. And we just want to get these books to you. And if you have no money, we'll send them to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. Don't forget that our broadcast on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. If you miss it, you can also go to WCNO.com, click on On Demand, go back to God's Time, and click on that, and you see all the prior messages, and you can listen to them. So remember, till next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Attention homeowners, do you feel frustrated about not being able to sell your home? Are you worried because you're about to be transferred, or have you recently been laid off? Maybe you're facing foreclosure or behind in your monthly payments. It's not your fault. Start Fresh Home Buyers can help you. They will buy your home quickly and for a fair price, even if you have no equity and you owe more than it's worth. They're not realtors. They don't want to list your house. They want to buy it. Start Fresh Home Buyers is available at 772-675-9588. If you are in or facing foreclosure, you may be eligible for a government program that can put cash in your pocket at closing. Now your foreclosure problems and even your missed back payments can be put behind you, and you can get a fresh start at life. Start Fresh Home Buyers, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 772-675-9588 right now or on the web at www.startfreshflorida.com.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series entitled Change Your Words, Change Your Life. Words. You use them every day, and they might feel trivial and simple in your daily conversations, but have you ever thought how you really use